cap, assuming it can be, that water can get underneath the cap. I thought I was looking at my orthopedist the whole day, and I tried to sack from the cap. And I finally got him. He told me like this. It's true, and they think they'll put him with his chair, and you know, the new father with his chair, no problem. But the truth of the matter is that the water doesn't get in there so fast. He's in there for a long time, then the water would go into every crevice. But if you leave it there for a short time, the water would not get under the cap. All right? And the question becomes, how long is long? Yes, no problem. But the truth of the matter is that the water doesn't get in there so fast. He's in there for a long time, then the water would go into every crevice. But if you leave it there for a short time, the water would not get under the cap. All right? And the question becomes, how long is long? So, I thought that's really what I was going to want. Just, you know, try it out. But the said, even if you have 15 minutes, I guess it's a good thing. But I tell you, if you do it, what you do is that when the woman is preparing, she can put the, cast and get it, you know, get it wet. And that way, if you do, I understand, if it gets wet, then the water sort of travels. And that's been Hilchos Mikvah, it's not Hilchos Nida, really. Actually, it's quoted in Hilchos Tefillas Kedayim also a little bit. The quote in Tefillas Kelim is quoted a little bit. If you have a little water, which comes, if it's not in the mikvah, and the water goes into the mikvah, is that considered mikvah water? Have you heard of Shaila? Talk about the question when you tell with Taylor. So you have to hold on to the cleat. But we shall see soon, if you hold on to something tight, the problem is going to be a chatisim. Because after all, I'm some type of a pot. I hold the pot over here. So if the plate under my fingers, the water's not going to get there. Because in the Ramah, if you wet your hands before, it's okay. Why? Because you wet your hands before, so the water, when you put your hands with the pot into the mikvah, so the water that's under your hands, between your hands and the pot, is considered nay mikvah. Maybe it came from a different source, and even if it came from the mikvah, then you pulled it out, so it's nay mikvah, it's a problem in the Ramah. You can say you take the water from the mikvah. But that's what's the difference. You pull the water out of the mikvah, so it's nay mikvah. The difference is taking from the stink and taking from the mikvah. This is kashrut, this is kashrut better than any of the roots of the vaccine. In any event, the person said he didn't even have any water. He put it back in, so it's considered name mikvah. Here too. You have, she has a cast, and the cast is, make sure the water gets under the cast, and that everything under the whole arm is wet. Then she goes into the mikvah, so we would say that, look, the water got under, to the best of our knowledge. In this way, we don't have to come on to the achlon of a maker on the cast. There are parts of a maker. I think the Harzvi is maker. He was making even assuming the water is not going under the cap. But if you have an opportunity not to rely on that cooler, but to do it in a way in which the water gets under the cap, you would be required to do so. But these newfangled caps that they go swimming in and there's no water, no problem, then we would, that would be preferred to do it in that way. The water to go underneath.
Dangerous for the woman to get it wet on the cap?
No. That's what they say. Go swimming. The doctor said after she finishes, she should blow dry the cast. But he said, in order to make sure the wet, you know, get as much liquid out as possible. Otherwise, he said the cast will get ruined, despite the fact that they say you can go swimming. It's a doctor problem.
It's not to the cast.
Maybe. He didn't mention that.
Yes. What's the problem?
Well, the Chaora, the water has to reach, right?
Right.
The place is ordinarily exposed. It's part of the goof, the yad.
So what is that heter that says the water doesn't have to reach
there? Because the heter frankly has to be that it's a mere chain of makris. That's all. Mere chain of makris. Why is it a makris? For the whole story from yesterday. Can't take it off, and a different certain amount of time, and that's very medicine, and the whole business. She went through yesterday.
In this case, she was supposed to put her foot in the mikvah first, or when left out in the mikvah?
I was trying to say,
She's just sitting in the mikveh 15 minutes, the whole line up there, waiting to get in the mikveh. And she says, no, we have a new case in the mikveh tonight, ladies. We're going to stay in the mikveh for half an hour until the water's hanging and the water gets under her cap. They went crazy, it's a new religion. She's saying, they don't have to do that. She's in the bath for half an hour, the water gets under her cap. And then she goes to the mikveh, that water's good enough. Okay. Now we start, yes, ma'am. But you can't get that to water? See, it's probably, you probably won't even work, because let's say you have a cast over here, right? And you can't go into water. The question of the con, we're going to go to the mikvah. Until here, I'll leave the whole hand out. We have the fingers. And we learn from B.S. Shemesh, you can't go to the mikvah piecemeal. Uvoa Shemesh Matar. Since the Shemesh sets in one split second, then we sort the rhythm of Rustam, you know? So, too, the three of you one shot. Can't say, oh, press my right hand in, my left hand in, pull the elbow, and then go for the wrist. So I don't think that's going to work. I think all casts leave something out at the end, correct? A plastic bag over it. How's it going to work? I mean, I don't think that's that. You want the back, how's it going to work? Yeah. But the rubber band is going to leave something out of the cast. Right? It's going to be part of the cast that we have beyond the rubber band. Otherwise, we won't be able to stay on. It's going to be a year. You want to ruin the other part of the cast that's beyond the rubber band?
Well, you can't. Right,
where the cast ends, the rubber band is. Huh? Another problem. What about the plastic bag? That might be a chassid. Don't say that. That's what Tzvi asked me before. You have. Something which is in fact a chatif, but I'll be if it's not a chatif because the Mishan of Akbid, you put something on top of that. He asked me, if they have braces, so the post will make them have braces. The post can say, if you're very careful, if a woman is mad, now that's very common, adults also not. I see it all the time. I have four kids in the world, I go to the office pretty often, and I see big pictures trying to get more business. So many kids today. There's adults over that. It's very common. And, you know, I see married group of women with braces. That's what it is. I don't know if you've ever noticed. It exists. So, we have to defer most of that to tell us about what he does about the wisdom. We haven't even had one of those yet. Wait a minute. But the question is, because in Polskin, you need to make them, be very careful to make sure there's no food particles around the braces. So if you ask me, what does that mean? No food particles between the teeth near the braces, or even if they're on the other side of the braces. The braces are these big, you know, metal pieces. There's food stuck outside the braces. No one near the tooth. The metal is 1/8 inch thick, and the other side of the metal is food. Would that count for the chatisa? He said, maybe not. The braces are there anyway. It's not touching the tooth, it's just touching the braces. What would you say about that kind of a shadow? I thought it would be a chatisa. Aye, that's touch the tooth. I thought, no. What do you have on top of the tooth? You have braces, you have a piece of food on top of the braces. So the braces itself, they don't count. Because whatever head you're going to use, whatever you want to hold that table. But the meat does count. So aye, you'll come with the meat, but the braces are between the meat and the tooth, so what? I don't think it made a difference. But if I'm correct, the plastic may be a problem. If I'm right. What do you say? Am I right or wrong? Tell you, I think I'm right. I'm like a poll. I'm not sure if it's right. This is how it sounds to me. So the bag will be a big problem. What you could do, though, if you want a regular cast, is you just go very quickly in and out. So they say, when the doctors say that, the doctors say that water ruins the cast, so most of them are make for a split second. And they tell you to do, so then what the woman would do, she'd go into the mikvah, you know, so he'll keep her hand out of the water. So she's going to go with her head under the water for a second, she can just take the cast for a second and come out of it. I assume that's the hardest you were talking about. Just giving my plastic bag. Yeah.
Yeah,
Bobby?
By the case of braces, I thought there was a distinction made whether the braces were corrected.
We'll get to that later. Whenever the braces are not a chatif, that's what we're discussing. Now I want to begin with Moshe Feinstein's famous tshuva. He gives Moshe Tzadik Ches, and he goes on a few more tshuvas to defend it, 50 years ago plus. A very, very serious situation. The woman, who according to the doctor's orders, was not permitted to get any water in her ears. I'm not sure exactly to look with the precise situation, or whether the danger is. There's a hole in the eardrum, and chalila, the water gets in, it could be sakana safashi, so on. As the case may be. So what do you do? So Maisha had a chidish nifla v'noro. Nifla v'noro. Unbelievable chidish. So the chidish thought, all places, the Sech Shabbos. Sech Shabbos, we're not learning Sech Shabbos. It's an amazing Gemara, but Sech Shabbos, the Gemara tells us that a woman is not permitted to go in the street on Shabbos, there's no Eruv. If she has anything on her, because she might all of a sudden have a Tzvilas Mitzvah. It's unbelievable. So she's walking in the street, oh, she opens. You gotta do a Tzvilas Mitzvah. So she's gonna take the thing, which is a chatzitza off the body, and then she'll carry it out of others, and she's the rabbin, they made it to Xeris. I'm not saying the Gemara, what can I say? That's a Xeris Chazam. A Xeris Chazam, a Sech Shabbos. Yeah. So the Maisha said, is that being the case? Anything attached to the body depends. A million conditions. Yes, no, maybe. We're not looking for Sefer Shabbos. We're just trying to figure out a fact. The fact is that whatever is put there on Shabbos is not considered a problem. By definition, it's not a problem of chatzit. And the Mishnah, the Meshech Shabbos, Son of Dalva, says, Yotzo, Isha, V'moch, Sheva, Ozno. The mother of the Shabbos of Zion says, whatever is chatzitza, she may not walk on the street. See, this is a fact. We don't know the reason yet, but the fact, arrived in the Gemara, that Moch, Sheva, Ozno is not a chatzit. Shaykh. All these slight problems. Why in heaven's name is it not a chatzit? So I don't know. I'll tell you the reason, but don't put my riot clothes. Enough in the Gemara that Moksha Moses is not a chatzit. Otherwise, it'd be off to go around shops. Very ingenious riot. Even more ingenious is Rav Moshe's reasoning as to why it is in fact not a chatzit, after what it really should be. So, Moshe says a pshat like this. The Mishnah and the Megvot says that a woman holds her lips very tight. Keretas tifsosel, ilu lo tavu. What does that mean? So Masechet Nida here in Al-Daf, Tosfos says in Asam of Zayin and Al-Daf. Tosfos comes to this case. Take a look inside. And we got there yet, but we didn't. It's Marzahm of Tosfos. And that's done on Asam of Lips. Tosfos says, come to Sifsosel. Both of the types. But it's 2 days. Here it also says, the Chalak Yerushim Tzorach will handle the Tzorach Pia. The Aron of the Asman. If we go into the mikvah with the mouth open. So it's same test. Okay. If we go into the mikvah with the mouth open. That's also said, the Perish of Mishnah. It's both the lips. So this is a tefillah no good. You need raw leviyach machbiyat ma'ay. We do not pass in this way, as you can well imagine. We pass like the Rosh who says in Hilchot Mikvot and in, on that Mishnah in Mikvot, so like the Rosh there in the Mishnah Mikvot, that it's not true. You don't have to open your mouth. The fact that your lips cover up the mouth and do not allow the water to come in does not constitute a chatzit. All the question is, why? Why? shouldn't tell us to be right with svar. That's the shayla. Kashmir. But Moshe writes, there's an answer to the Kashmir. Has to be. Has to be an answer. What is the answer? The answer is like this. This is major chiddush. He says that there are two kinds of chatit. One is a davar ha-davuk. The other means something is stuck onto the body, or stuck in a particular area. Second is a situation in which the item is not stuck, it's simply placed in a particular location. Rav Moshe writes that on Gufa HaAdam, on the body itself, no difference whether the chatitza is davuk or not davuk. Doesn't make one bit of difference. Chatita nonetheless. However, the base has story with his nose in and the water has to touch every place. Again, the gufa he show it has to touch every place. Who cares if it's stuck or not stuck? La Maisa, the water didn't touch every place. It's no good. But a base has story with the water need not touch every place. All you need is what we call royal and BS9. So much writes like this. If there's a bone stuck between my teeth, so it's not royally BS9? Right now, tell you an actual act of brushing my teeth, of flossing my teeth, of using a toothpick in my teeth, and getting the bone out, right now that the bone is not royally BS9. However, if there's no, let's take a simple case, there's no foreign body, take a simple case. It's just a matter that I close my mouth. Well, let's say, it's supposed to say, let's say a woman is going to the mikveh and it's very cold. Water's cold. Our water didn't work. Or our great-grandmothers to go to the mikveh in the river, break the ice, go to the mikveh, or do it. I think only Hasidim used to break the ice to go to the mikveh. So, that's where it comes from. Poor Hasidim. So, it was very cold, and the teeth can shatter, no? It's very cold. It's in the middle of winter. Living in Europe, it's colder than here. Breaking the ice, get into the water. So the woman's like this. See? The teeth are closed on each other because it's cold, and it's a natural instinct. So what are you going to say? No good. Why? Because it's not royal to BS9. Right now, one tooth close, is tied up with the other, water can't get in between. So Rav Moshe, it's not true. No one ever said that. He didn't. Yes. No one ever would, Rav Moshe, no one ever said such a thing. Why? I don't ain't a royal to be a smile. No, it's royal to be a smile. All I have to do is open my mouth or just lift my teeth. You know, just watch. Go like this. So go like this. That's all I have to do. It's called royal to be a smile. I right now the water doesn't get there. Doesn't matter the water doesn't get there. It has to be royal. Because everything in the world is royal. Do an operation. No, Roy means nothing's going to change in the body. They're going to take a toothpick and pull out the bone between the teeth. They're not going to remove anything. Just the fact that something in my own body, that's the first step, but in my own body, which is closing over something else in the body, that will not constitute a problem. That being the case, one might go further. We'll get to this a little bit later. And say that even if it's an object which is external, if it's not called double, it's not called stuck, it's just called place, or if you define this distinction, it would also not constitute a chatit. We'll come to that in a minute. With this, Rav Moshe explains a mission in the Sefer Mikvos. First in the Sefer Mikvos, in Perek Ches, see a mission. The Mishnah says says, Keretas Yipsal Seh, Hu Lo Tavla. That's the first thing we saw. This is the Okeis Ba'odam of the Kalim Mitvilan Tmehim Vidiyach Es Yodal V'mayim Is Torah. As we just said earlier, right? You have to wet the hands to avoid the problem of Chatzit. So Rav Moshe explains, that's the contrast. In like this, that the Gufa Adam, you're holding your hand, there would be a Chatzit. Would be a Chatzit. Which says, for example, when we're going to the mikveh holding a hand like this, she's cold. Cold, but she's going to go like this and hold the hand. And by one hand will be a chatzit over the other hand. That would be no good. Aye, but it's, we should consider it royal and bias mayim. So what royal and bias mayim? Gufa Adam requires bias mayim mamish. The water must touch every single part of the body. But this kind of chatzit of okhez ba'adam the kalim is only a problem the gufazim of the gufakli, but in base hasarim, it does not constitute a problem. This he wants to be medayik lashon of the Rash in the last Mishnah of Mikvot. We'll talk about you need a makom or royal the bias mayim. But Marish is halacha the makom. This is not dabuk. If something is dabuk, something is stuck there. So this makom, as it's constituted right now, is not royal the bias mayim. Something is placed there. The makom is royal the bias mayim. You put something in the way. So it's called royal the bias mayim. This being the case, Rav Moshe wants to be Megill. Come to the cooler first, and we'll work our way back to other rites. Megill in the case of Mok Shabozen. He tainis, of course, this is the problem at the point, that cotton in the ear, he says, is not considered dovuk, not considered stuck in the ear, it's considered placed in the ear. The Bani Ashulchan doesn't understand that. Where do you draw the line? What's stuck and what's placed? So Rav Moshe says, well, what can I tell you? It's enough in the Gemara and Shabbos. Don't blame me. The Gemara and Shabbos, in effect, said it's not a chatzitza. So Pshat must be that we do not consider it to be stuck there. We consider it to be placed there. I'm sorry? Well, hold on a second. Okay. If you look in there, before I go on to see Rav Moshe's whole opinion, let's take a look, take a brief interlude, and see what the Bali HaShulchan says. Take a look in Bali HaShulchan. Siv Katan Reish Tes. So the Shulchan Aruch says that Kerta Siv Sosel is no good. Why not? It's a page Nun Ches. But the Bali HaShulchan says Kerta Pirush Shedivka Siv Sosel Zulu Zuba Kozek Bitam Abzul Nei Shayadei Divuga Tzvasayim Biskasa Abosar Achitzot Shalahem. That's the Tzul. So the Rishonim learn. You have to open your mouth. Go like this, watch. So I covered up even the part of the lips which is really always exposed. That's no good. So the all sluts feel them in the rabbona, kedin mirta makbid. Yafa pish, after roti bakakshi, use for sec, roots and cells, like if it's cold already. whatever other reason. Because man of Achayrim, we're also Ishim Sichat Piyah, Kron, the Shat Achilasa, the Dibura, the Choshe Bekach, the Makfir Allah, the Chosis Kol Safa Chaveru. Period. The Yesh Kosfa Tam is that Afafish Etoch Apeh, and Tzorach would be as Mayim, Amish, Tzorach be as Roy, me as be as Mayim. Mech is a difficult to say, but Chosek, Ein Toch Apeh, Roy would be as Mayim. Brackets. Lachar kosh al pirish dead. You can't ask you at the feminine the zibuk benedi. Tifsol at pila kemen shemonat spirits of mayim l'toch. Ule eshma at the zibuk benedi nechshav to roi l'bi as mayim ho ve ilu nishro be mayim l'zman ma hayu doch kim a mayim in a tos in the sof pia. Shem in the book of Zeb was never chosen. Chol ki agav in the chosh of to roi l'bi as mayim. That's an important yisod. We'll get to that a little bit later. ולפי טעם זה אפילו הדיקה שסוסע בכל זה כבר עניין שלא נזכת בסור הכי טוב גם כן לא רוצה להוציא את זה So if you take a look I could explain it בקיצ So look at Reish Yud Aleph for a second Sif Sosa Yesh HaKotzel Shem Aisha Kerta Shinel It is Kotzel Zul Zul Bechol Zek Wahavi Chatitza Why? This is brackets. And Nira, the Sphere Lo, the time of Rish Chevena was the Kotten Resh Tess. The Kritzas has Vasayim Mechasa al Vasor Achitza. Avalin in Gdez has Star Lo Ichbas Lo Bemash and Mitzas Gufa Chos Bifnei Mitzas Acher. The Wash of Piyarash to Bibi Yurim Shom. Because this is the reminder of what? Of Ramosha Sora. Vyeshim Efakpe Fakula Zuh. Do you believe it? The teeth are chattering, it's no good. Simple, obvious reason. Shachosh tam ha-sheni she-veinu b'sitkot na-nao. She-de-kritus ha-sfasayim pia roi odu bias mayim. Vachanam e-de-kritus ha-shinayim en eruyim odu bias mayim. She-elu chosim al-elu? No. This might be the clothes. The teeth is the seventh problem. The fact that one tooth is higher than another tooth just knocks off the possibility of Vietnam coming between the teeth. Correct.
The illness is
knocking
off the possibility of a
stump.
You
don't even have
the
stump, you're
biting down.
So what
it
the water could not get in between the teeth because the top is closing on the bottom.
On the bottom of the top.
Oh. Who's right? We've closed 2 days over here, see? Believe it or not, there can be a sheet which holds. But if the teeth are closed tight, there's no, you better close the windows. In the Biurim, he quotes the Ravid. The Ravid said that Kerbish and Tosera is no good. Because the lips close tight over the external part of the body. Implied the internal part would not be a problem. Okay? Why? He explains the fairish. Like a mushroom. A page nun chest on top of the beer, top line. Shemeniya samayim ilova vesa star viyan shebetznucha ta guf apcha potz vitosa vitosa lo chashu ken a rola vias mayim. Hema shebetznucha acheres shabri yovo lo mayim. Urvisaya da tufachiyu. The shanas tamed be tnucha achas la tnucha acheres. He limited to the case of the goof itself. He doesn't. He wouldn't. I don't know if he would extend it to a case of some other kind. I mashik asaf because of the virus of the igris motion. The rak chatzita and itbekas the goof of machshiv vassal kein over the beit smile. Aba chatzita and machasav ulam ena dalik valon ishtana ayad otkunas ha goof atzma. Vinisha adayin kara the beit smile. What's your motion? אף איזה כתוב בדבר, בדבר איש שציבו הרוב של יקנצו מים לאוזנו, שיש להח של עשו שמו, כי המוח אין הדבק באוזנו, אלא כל סליף האוזן הם המעמידים לאוזנו שלו איפו, עד כאן תור הדבר. ולבור הקושר, מה בין מוח זה, לעצם הנדבק בין שיניה, זה חושב כי אין הרוב לביא עוז מים, אף תאו הנדבק שם, אלא שהשיניים הם המעמידים לאוזנו. עין שם יגרס מוישה שכוסה דבר החילוב, ולעמדתי על כוונוסו. The problem is the nitty gritty over here. The nitty gritty is the problem. What's considered nidbak, what's considered munah? That's a problem. I think we can make a distinction, though. No? I mean, you have to say, absolutely, if a Moshe says something, you can't say chas v'sholom. He obviously came to answer this question. Uh-huh, Rav Moshe is blushing in front of him. Because lo amadi al kavanos over there. And the tooth is, the bone of the tooth is stuck. And you hear, I mean, question, you can say like this. If you have cotton in your ear, you put your finger and you pull it right out easily. If you have a bone stuck in your tooth, it doesn't come out so easily. You have to get a toothpick, you have to get floss, you have to do all kinds of things. Therefore, it's considered a worse katit. Not that the same, it's a matter of shira, what's considered it wrong. You have these new movies that are all four sides. Well, I'm not sure about the phone. I think all cops can come out. So let's take them out. I don't know. Thank God we're indoors. Okay. Now. He quotes the Meiri, and the Meiri argues on the Ravid. And the Meiri holds that even Kisei based on star by that group Atmo is ain't a royal of BS mind. That's the Meiri Shita. The Meiri holds you have to keep your mouth open, look over. Except unless you want to say, like we saw earlier, that maybe a deepest vanity would be, since the water was getting in a long time, there wouldn't be such a big problem. Yeah, problem is, so how does she close her eyes even at Sima Benonis? The Neri says you can't close your eyes too tight. Otsmoy now is no good. What's the reason, the Neri says? Not because if you close your eyes tight, you're going to cover over an exposed part of the eye. The Neri says the problem is you're going to cover over the water will not get into the eye itself. That's the problem, the Neri says. Corrected by the Meirim, how do you go into the mikvah with your eyes closed, Bichlal? They say a woman has to keep her eyes open in the water. We know that if you go swimming, most people can't keep their eyes open under the water. We do chumra. Lo yinach the bas of Rama Vini or Shevet Tachas Bailas. She has to learn how to keep her eyes open under the water. Not so easy. You can do it. Our counsel can give a lesson. Keep your eyes open under the water. I can. I know I can. How do you keep your eyes open under the water? Very difficult. So that's the Birum's counsel against the Miri. He wants to the same terrace. The reason if you close your eyes, it's no good because the water will not get into the eyes. Why then only if you close it very tight like this? You need to just close it loose. Yeah, can't be. The Shemi Eshlom Adem Atzima Benelitz Yachtu Amayim L'toch Enel Im Tishet Man Mab Amayim. Same as those did before. So that would be perhaps okay. That would be perhaps okay. Incidentally, at the end, he quotes that he throws the Kiryat Sefer, which our counselor can provide you with. Kiryat Sefer says that, everything. That if you close your mouth tight, it's no good midoraisa. No good midoraisa. That's the lashon of the Mishnah, not that way. Ilu lo tava. Let's say the chassid. Ilu lo tava. Why? Kol shara chatzitzes ena miskavenes l'kach shayadam yivnu amayim ilo aval gufa aval kan shakavenos l'kach mifsel min ha-toro. That's what he says. However, other poskim, he says, disagree with the Kiryat Sefer. This is information that the Kiryat Sefer is so, and the lashon of the Mishnah is a little bit of a deal. Ilu lo tavlo. Pretty powerful lashon. Ilu lo tavlo. Okay. So with this we just saw now the Bali HaShulchan and the Biurim of the city. Now let's go back to see Gemara Maisha says. Yes. Kilo Tadda got the impression that she's not under the water. So the part that I forgot to want, it's like as if it's not in the water at all. That's, yeah, but it's in the rice. We're not coming here. The rice must be covered under the Rabbana. That's what he suggests. So also the Tzvila, it was a Tzvila. Everything was in the water. And because of the Mir Tamakbid, the Tzvila is not good up yellow. Kilo Tadda told me that she was not under the water, so that's the deal. It's a pretty fair deal. Well, the mice and the poskim don't hold this way. Okay, now let's go back and see Rav Moshe Rias and how he explained many things as you saw. Number one, the Mishnah said over here in the Kvot, Perakhes, Mishnah Hay, the same Mishnah, neither should not know, you can see inside, Perakhes, Mishnah Hay, neither should not know Moshe the Pia, the yard of the Tavla Tahora, Torah Mitzvah. How does that work? So Moshe writes, shouts like this. She has money in her mouth. She goes to the mikveh. So the money is not dovuk. Someone has money on his tongue, let's say. It goes to the mikveh, a penny on his tongue. It goes to the mikveh. The penny's not stuck on the tongue. The penny's placed in the tongue. It's only a base has starim. It does not constitute a chatzitza. So this is the answer to Beis Yosef's kasha. The Beis Yosef understood in Kuf Tzadi Ches, the Mishnah referring to a case where it's a light coin, a dime, and the water can get in between the dime and the tongue. Frank the Beis Yosef is Mishita, obvious. So we answer the answer, Moshe says, no, it's not talking about a dime, it's talking about a very heavy coin, a nickel, a quarter, and a heavy coin. And the water cannot get in between the coin and the tongue. And it's still not a chatzitza. How can you explain that? How's that possible? Because the base has story, we don't need Biyat Mayim Amish, you don't need royal Biyat Mayim, and only if it's Dovuk is it considered any royal Biyat Mayim. With this, Rav Moshe goes weiter and explains a very shver Rabbein Atak. It's found here in our Tosfos on that Sam of Zainam and Aleph again. Also says, Hamazayim and Aleph, Pasa, the second Pasa, they quote a famous Girsa, which is, you may never have noticed in your whole life, because in Al Gemara, it's not there. Not there at all. Why? Who did a Mipus and knocked it out of the Gemara? Rashi, the Baal Mipus. I'm serious. Whatever Rashi said, below Garcia Lane, just disappeared from the print. The print is usually found in Rashi's Girsa. So, Rashi did a Mipus, and knock this Gemara out. You don't know what those talk about. There was an old Girsa, which was kind of the old Sfarim had, which said what? The last Hilchos HaGacha and Ishmaitasa. The Chiyit Mahani the Tyrus. Ava Labala Tahora. Kihad and Rish Lakish, etc., etc., etc. There was a Girsa which said all these things are only Chumas Vitaros, but not Labala. The Rashi crossed it out for various reasons. That's all the cases were burnt to Babel, there were no Tyrus in Babel, etc., etc., the whole sugar seems to be Tefillah's Isha, one female, not male, a whole bunch of rights. Rabbi Natan tried to defend the old years, both the Rock, the Gedolos, Sadjagon, all out of the old years. But then he has a very remarkable line of it. It's the fifth wide line of the Tosfos. Look inside. Bechein tzorah b'chalik. You must say this way. Why? So the el armin in the base has tzorah lo baya b'yas mayim. That's the sugi naman tzorah b'chalik in the base. Uwe peretez. The mesech the mikvos mishna base. Kavi v'eilu kotzin b'odam u'mechshav base of tzorim shem isha. Alma baya b'yas mayim. El avare ahila tyros. Who was shmait in the bylaw. Catch this. Steer the base of storm requires B.S. Mayim. But the answer must be, for Taras it does. That's the mission of the Gvoth. And for Bala does not. That's the Gemara and Sanah Vavah Vizik. So Pile Ploy Mamish. As the base Yosef asked the Kuf Tzadiches. What are you talking about? That's not a distinction. Post the Rosh when he said so. What he says? Venerid lo kasha ani masnit in ha'adadi. Post the Rosh in the left column on his 7th, 8th, one line. The vare beis ha'snar beis ha'kvata mein tarach shiyama v'amai. Umi u'im yesh from dover ha'chotzeit. Lo also let's feel why the royal of the Asnai and Bina. Kidarina Bishop Kosel Sherebi. Shinim to the last of Ben Shinev and Tzvi Chorez and Tzvi Lach Eretz. So Pile Plot, what's the Ben Atam talk about? The answer is obvious. No kasha. Before the Gemara says that you don't need Bid Mayim. And the Mishnah later on, the Chatzit is no Sira. Before, all it says you don't need Bid Mayim Mamash, you need royal of the Asnaim. You have a Chatzit, so it's in a royal of the Asnaim. From in a time his mom is Pile Ploy.
The Mishnah says Perish if there's a Chatzitza there, or just says the base of Stam is a Chatzitza?
The Mishnah says, he quotes the Mishnah, Eilu Chotz and Ba'adam. Look inside. Eilu Chotz and Ba'adam. Then it goes the whole list, a couple of Mishnah's law. The title of Eilu Chotz and Ba'adam. And among the things that are chotz in Adam is included what? Beis HaStorim Shebi'isha. Let's take a look.
That's not an object.
Eilu chotz in Adam. Says it could be a problem of the Zayar or some kind of other thing which accumulates in the Zayar, the hair. This is a chatzit. So when the time brings arrive from here, that there isn't a chatzit in Beis HaStorim. Whereas in Abstam of Rav base, it said there's no chatzit in Beis HaStorim. Stira must be, as the Mishnah is talking about, Taris, the Gemara on the Bible. Till they employ him. The Gemara says there's no din of chatzit, we don't need B'yatzmai and Mabash, but the Gemara itself said you need what? Roy the B'yatzmai. So if the hairs are, have some kind of chatzitza, the base of Stam, should be Isha, it's ain't a royal to be as mine. So what's the Ben Atam talking about? The Rabbi Isha says, I mean, the Kash is so gewaldic. Any heresy you can possibly give is better than nothing. The Rabbi Isha says that the Ben Atam is dying in the lush of the mission. Mishnah Eilu Chotz and Ba'adam, and it goes on and on. Talks about various things, including parts of the body which are Bekomos Guluyim Shebaguf. Right? Talks about the Seyar B'Shebarosh and the Lave and the Riti on Amaka. It talks about parts which are not based on Storm. And in the same breath, it says based on Storm Shebish. Now we know that when it comes to the goof, right? When it comes to the goof, what's the din? Any chatzitza constitutes a problem. Any chatzitza, whether it's dovok or not dovok. So by the fact that the Mishnah mentions the same breath, Eilu Chotz and Ba'adam, and it mentions also a Beis HaStorim Shebi'isha, this implies that a Beis HaStorim Shebi'isha also anything constitutes a chatzitza. Whether it's dovok or whether it's not dovok. But this is very schwer, because you already said it yourself. So the half an hour trying to prove it yourself that it's not true. That in fact the makom beis ha'storim only a dover has dovok constitute a chatzitza, but dovok ain't a dovok is not a chatzitza. We see from many places, often the Gemara in Shabbos and a couple of other rites. So it must be. And the Mishnah, which is Eilu Chotz and Ba'adam, is talking L'Tarit. And L'Tarit is an expiated Chumrah. But if it's Chatzitza based on Storm, it's a problem, even if it's not Davuk. But L'Bayla, it's not a problem. The Rebbe Tam is trying to show from here that there's a greater Chumrah by Tarit than by L'Bayla. Well, imagine the Rebbe Moshe's Chiddush caused shockwaves in all of our Rabbanim. No one ever heard of the Chiddush before, history. It was series of rejoinders. He has to write it back to Rav Moshe. It's impossible, it's crazy, it's ridiculous. Rav Moshe doesn't budge. He's bringing raya after raya after raya to try to firm up his yisod. And one of his fantastic rayas is from a rabbi. This is found many letters later. It's in Tshuva Kuf Aleph, which already someone else jumped to the fray. First, his first three tshuvas are written to a Morena Agon of Shimon Trebnik, Tzadikas and Kuf. This is already written in Iyar, Parsad, and Tu and Tziva. Upon Kamas rolled around, and Russia hasn't backed out yet, so Morena Avchayim HaKoen, Abezn de Sislo, I never heard of it, jumped into to attack on Moshe also. It's crazy, what are you talking about? So it already became, and then later on, and other people got involved in the skirmish. A lot of Gedolim got involved in this business. This is his uncle. His uncle, Rav Yaakov Kantorovitz. He's one of the super Gedolim of his time. He's already, the next year, other region of the Tarsad, the fight still rages on about these matters. In his Tshuva to Rabbi HaKohen, he ends like this. He brings a quote of a rabbi. Unbelievable quotation. Simon Kuf out. Anaf Dalit. We tell like the base choice. Mean that it's not the water gets in. Moshe has shot the rabbi. This, it's not considered double. That's why there's no problem with the cord in the mouth. For that very same reason, There's no need for an open mouth. Why? Because again, it's not davuk. So says the Eshkol, who's the rabbi's father-in-law. The Rashi quotes Zev Eshkol, who writes like this, that the problem of the etzem, the hezek to etzem davka calls from the Beis HaSdarim. Now, earlier the Eshkol had said that if it does not prevent water, it's not a problem, even if it's the gufo. So why is he discussing specifics of the Beis HaSdarim? Presumably all like the rabbi Chita, as well. So I think that's quite clear. I might just, as a Gavaldic Araya from the right, as a matter of fact, the Beirur even concedes, based on other sources, that the Raya would hold this still against that Meiri. A Dover Shemagupo is a Dover would not be a problem. But he'll interpret what his Tanuchas, which I assume is position, this position or that position. But he will deny Rav Moshe's Kiddush about cotton on the ground. He doesn't know where to draw the line. Why the difference between cotton and between a bone? Rav Moshe has to make a distinction. That's all. One's jammed in and one's displaced in. That's all. This, from Moshe and Simon Kuf, wants to explain a very shver Ramah we spoke about earlier. Ramah said, I want to go to the bathroom first because of a problem of chatzitz. Yes. That's already a chiddush nifla. That the water getting in hours is good enough. There's no raya from the case of the coins. In the case of the coins, it will get in right away, presumably. Not tight, it will go right underneath. All right. Maybe you're right. I'm not sure about those cases. Like so I mentioned already too, I think yesterday, that the Ramos then you can argue with, you can agree with, but the raya is still a ploy. Because the raya which is quoted is a raya from where? From Shari Dura, who quotes the Gemara by Mayonos Hazal, Mayonos Anida. It was a Merak Laim, a whole story, which is no connection. Unbelievable, allegedly. Why am I so concerned with this? Because it's Rav Trebnik, in his second response, why the Shlug of Moshe up in this Ramah? Why? Because Ramah said, Shalot Tate. She'd go to the bathroom first. Why? Shlo te tzricha latar atzma v'lo yiru in the b'yat mayim. I thought there were much souls. There's no problem of what? Petitza, I have to make the term, she's a goof ala goof. So we already saw yesterday that b'yuru in court of the other repulsed people say that Ramo's love is lapped up. He's really afraid about what? Among them golos. And when he said any world is b'yat mayim, he really meant that there's no mayim will not get there at all. Yeah, but that's not the simple shot. Beyond that, this whole thing is what the Rambam called a chidah suma, a riddle. Why a riddle? There ain't post there. There's no one that's going to solve the riddle. Why? Because the Shari Dura brought a raya from Nidah Daf Mem Gimel. Boy, Rava. Zava Shenekru Memi Raglea B'yoda V'tavla. Take it. What's the Shaila? The question is, she goes to the mikvah, so she's Tamea, Mayonos, Hazava Tmeim. And the question is, what's the status of the Meme Raglea? Whether they consider Mayonos this kind of situation or not. So the Hagol Shari Dur asks, Mia Ba'inayim, Yotta Zemi Pi Gaon Meola, Rabbiah Healing in Paris, Shemayonos Hazah, I will aim in that Sarah to the Bible. What's he talking about? This is the, if you don't want to look it up, you can see in the Divrei Chamudos, Hilchos Mikvot, Ol Sadi, he quotes the Shari Dura in Hagol. So, very shver. I guess he said that the Shari Dura made a mistake. Clearly, it's better than Chatzitza than Mem Gimel Nida. The Meir HaGolayim of Zava is considered to go Basar Akira? Or do you say maybe not? It's considering still part of a body. So it actually goes Chutzlagut. What does that have to do with the Shaila of Chatzit? It'll be totally unrelated. This is what Ramesh is wrestling with. So Ramesh goes back and forth a few times here in the Tshuva, Simon Kuf. And basically his bottom line is that it's Hobo Hotalia. Shaidur didn't make a mistake, Chas V'Sholem. But he was making a comparison. A comparison. He says that if the Meraglayim is Kiyotsumi Gufa, so then it's considered a Chatzit. It's not a Chatzit. And what is that depend upon? Mayot. It goes back and forth a few times again. And he suggests maybe a different shot again. Namely, that if it's in Nayono, then when she holds herself back, she holds back the Meraglayim, it has been in Chatzit of the Mokom Golus. If it's no Nayono, then it's a Kwazen what? Then it's considered holding back part of her own body. And then it's a Haina Revisa, it's not a Chatzit. So much is bottom line. Again, if it's Nayono, it means that this Meraglayim is considered already outside of her body. And she tries to hold it back in. It's like holding back something outside the body. That's not considered normal. And there was the problem of Chatzit. If whatever the Meraglayim is still considered part of the body, then her holding it back would not be considered anything extraordinary. She's holding back part of the body. Then we say Hani Revise, it would not be a Chatzit. In this sense, there's no cash. I'm sorry?
What do we say?
But not Kielation. She's not the bathroom first. So again, the problem is Chatzit of a Mokom Golus, like the other poskim say. What was Mayonos? If it's not considered Mayonos yet, it's considered part of the body, then you would not consider it to be a Chatzit to say Haina Revi. Very much is based on the other poskim. All right. I have a few more things to say about this case of the Ramosha's original case, that the cotton of the ears, if you want to see a similar situation. So Belinetta will do that tomorrow. No, the cotton of the ear yesterday, Ramosha's tshuva. First of all, a report that Borough checked out on the Ravid. Three people on the Ravid, which Ramosha quoted. And they read the Ravid and said that the Raya was not the way Ramosha stood it. The fans who loved the Sharia as far as comparison, the two cases, the dovok and the cloak of the mouth, really have a balabata shariah from the very end of the mission. It wasn't the end of the essence of entry now. What can I do? I'm a conscious shot in the eye. I wanted to bring it to attention. I saw a very interesting thing in the Sefer Shari Tevila. We want to find a possible heter in the case of the cotton in the ear. He suggests like this. He says very often it's possible to keep the water out. You don't need cotton. And now take oil, put a lot of shem in there, it's going to avoid the problem. What could that do? It's again a chatzit. It's even worse. It's more double contention. Kind of an interesting idea. Shem and dogin. All the way from a fish. He wants to invoke the principle of kol damash abriyasa min hayam, eino kosei. We already spoke about it as being a problem with the case of the fish skin on the head for the surgeon, because it wasn't merusa. But here it is merusa. Here it's oil. Oil is totally merusa. So therefore he wants to suggest that halacha l'maisa. He says, lokom inichu li min hashamayim. No one ever thought of this idea. And he spoke to the gadol and the kiltsu also, and they like this idea. It's a very good idea. It is a very good idea. It doesn't solve all the world's problems because for two reasons. First of all, medically, there's some cases in which there's such a big sakana or that the doctors will pass in that the oil is insufficient to protect the eardrum against the water. That's a medical problem. There's also a halakhic problem. I don't know if that's the fact. And secondly, the question is, even up here, halakha, one place wants to take it out of the water, there is kosher. All the husbands in the water. out of the water. I couldn't exactly figure out what exactly the Chazanish was saying, but it might also be somewhat of a problem. Bring that to your attention as well. In addition, he throws in a new one. This is really new stuff. The Sharei Tevila. And the Rishas HaTzfak is another Tzirus L'Hokim. This is interesting. We spoke, if you recall, about the Noda Bihuda who said that perhaps the Chumah de Rabbanan of Mir Chenamak was only 7th Efshar Bekah, based on the Rashi in the Gemara and Yeravah Tafayim Chet. Right? So therefore, in that case, you would say, look, Chazal, although they usually prohibit Mir Hamakbid, here they were make a Mir Hamakbid. Now, he has a different Tafi Yochad he wants to do. The Pope still question whether that's right or wrong. They want to throw it into a different cloud and throw it in. We have a cloud, Kedai, why you have to listen to all of the Shah Tosh Khan? Mon Brahman. That test, right? That you can rely on an individual Shita and Tanoim, presumably, maybe Namaroyim and Polkim, the Shah Tosh Khan. And there's a whole discussion when this works. The Rabbanah, the Yunus, the Rices, the Big Machlokas, Paz, the Shah, and Chodosh, and other places, the Big Machlokas, the Arrive, it up. That's not for now. But the Rabbanah, that certainly works. More neither. Wait a minute. More back on the first paragraph. Neither. Correct? As I'm talking, I'm reminding myself of the Gemara. Back on the steps of neither, I think. It talks about Kedai Wayoch, this is all of a Shem Hashach, one of the sources. So he says like this. What's the Dasi Yochad over here? Who's the Dasi Yochad? What's the Dasi Yochad? We assume, with other Poshut, that a Beit HaSarim requires Roar the B.S. Mine. Beit HaSarim requires Roar the B.S. Mine. Here it is. The Lom of the Day. Today, Rabbi Lehaz, this is Rabbi Shaz HaShach. Question in Jesus. Has to be true, but I can hold a long discussion on it. Anyway, so that's what we assume. However, this may not be unanimous. It may not be unanimous. You may recall we had a Rash, or in a Shimshon, the very last Mishnah in the Gemara, who said something. We weren't exactly sure what he said. It was a line after, unfortunately, that's the line after the Ma'amakomus. The very next line after the Ma'amakomus ended, officially. Should have put this on too, my mistake. We are after the Mukhtesim. Hanichnas to Nichnasu. Remember that? So Nichnasu, what's Nichnasu? Maybe you should read the Abba Bafa. What's Nichnasu? So Nichnasu is a quotation of a Braisa. And I'll read you this one line, which is the Rash quote. The line goes like this. Says, Nichnasu Tororo to Kitman the Titke Raga Milmata. Rabbi Yaakov, or someone who gives Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yaakov or Rabbi Akiva, only ain't a chotet, and they should debate that story. Hey, what's going on over here? You have a little pebble caught between the toes, and the base of story. I have a story needs Roy to be at night. So the Raj is masking. The Raj said, you have to have Roy to be at night. It means the Lord Kapti Chasita should debate the story. That's schwer, because Lo Kapti was the Beit HaSarim. Lo Kapti is not a problem anywhere. So therefore, the Beit Yosef, the Kuf Tzadiches, and the Vilna Gaon, say Pshat, this day, by Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Akiva, whoever it is, denies all principles. No such thing as Rabbi Beit HaSarim. Not a mission anyway. So Chacham and the Brides argue. The Gemara has Rabbi Beit HaSarim Bina. None of the fairs are post again. It's a Dashim Mapos. So it's not a Beferish in a post, because Dash in the post is very differently. So the Loch of the Maestu, when no one's saying Chas V'Shalom, they go against the Shulchan Aruch. And all the Rishonim would seem to indicate they need Roar the Beis Maim. Only thing is, you have a Das Yochid, who says they don't need Roar the Beis Maim. And Afkirina, Daya Wa Yochid, this Mechola V'Shat HaTchak. Does that make
it impossible
for you?
Doesn't
matter. Oh, that's a question. There's a Shai Tudor, a long discussion called Chazanish, who denies it, says, Kedai Yochad, this is all of Shat HaTchak, is only, let's say, if it was not totally knocked out. If it was knocked out by the Shulchan Aruch and all the Poskim, then even though it's a Pshashit and Tanoim, we wouldn't hold our way. So nice. He discussed that the quote of Machlokes the Poskim is on this group. So we say, when do we apply the principle of Kedayel Lizbeh Olam B'Shem Tzchak? All right, but this is another theory thrown in here in the case of the woman who has the problem with the ear. All right. What I wanted to say during this matter. Now we start the new
sugya. Rash against them, one of the
point?
Maybe.
Different note. It only be one
to the doctor. Here's one. Somebody extended the Bible now.
Okay. Here the Gemara that's Tamach Zayinam and Alpi. Hani rivdi the kuslit the kusilta at plus the yomi lo chayti the kanaver lo chayti. Wow. We have rivda the kusilta. So, great. Rashi has two French words. One for rivda, one for kusilta. Any French majors here?
Yeah. It means
that
the scale
of
the
mat
of
the mat of the mat. Okay. It means the scale. I know the point
towards the slumah. This is the mat, I think it's
so busy. Okay. I know what it means in Yiddish, but I don't know what the, I don't know what the French is. So Rashi explained, the dark and shall makas shall kakoda dam lahalo geled or glad. I don't know what it means. Glad. That's how you want to pronounce it. What it means is they used to have hakodas dam. Nebuch, the bloodletting. And it was skipped. It took blood to Yomi, Gilvan Rachel, Makuba, Habahabik, and Gufa Bosom, Lochaiti. The first 3 days, it's soft. It's connected to the skin. It's like it's considered a part of the skin. And it's not cast to the Chatzit. Period. This is really the end of this part of the Sashi. It's not much help over here. There's nowhere to look. There's a very fundamental Machlokas of Rishonim as to the relationship between this Memra and the Gemara of a Rami Bar Abba to a Mishnah in the Sefer Mikvot. Let's turn to the Rosh. I have to look at the Rosh, it's very important. This particular point. The Rosh says, the Rosh is Sefer Mikvot, the back, right? That's the Siddha. So the Rosh is like this, and the Simcha Pei. He quotes the Mishnah. Mishnah Mikvot, Perek Tes, Mishnah Beit. Glid Shechutz Lamaka, same Shorish, right? Glid Shechutz Lamaka, Rir Hayotim and Amaka, Mitziabesh, Venat the Glid. Now, these words are a little bit hard to translate. Rir is some kind of pus or some kind of liquid, not blood, is something other than blood. Which is Chutz Lamaka, but the outside of the Maka. And it becomes dry, becomes glid, it kind of caked up sort of. This is kosher. Then he said, here's a key line. Bahainu di arabarabu. Hayirda di kusilta asosiyama lo chaitis yarefo chaitis. Ki chut bamaka venasa, venikrash venasa av. Ava masha betocha maka urach tomit. Hilka, isha shivalas chatotin, shvich aloha gulana shiatra. What's going on? The main point in the Rosh is he equates the Memra with the Mishnah. Look, the Mishnah is nothing new here in this Memra. This Memra is just telling you over the Mishnah. Just telling you over the Mishnah. It's the Rosh. The distinction between a double, something else that's a double on your gut, and something that's on your gut, that is soft, an indication that's the body. Part of the body. That is your skin. That is your presence, like your skin. They say you have epidermis to show. They're showing you that this is not a chatzit. It's the epidermis to show. That's the skin. So here too, it's a part of the skin. This seems to be the sheet of the rush. Now, The Rosh says, though, that any thing which is betoch hamaka, that is within the wound, is always considered rock, never hardened, and therefore it's not a chatzit. Other Rishonim disagree and say that there are two separate dinners. The din in the Mishnah and the din over here in the Gemara. As a matter of fact, we saw yesterday that there's a gears in the Gemara which we have, but let's look for the Kolanishmaitza, which indicates that all these dinim in the Mishnah in our Gemara are not la'alacha. Right? So presumably the Mishnah would apply la'alacha, so even to the Baila as well. So by definition, you have to talk about two different dinim. The Rosh rejects, how's this point out? The Rosh rejects the gears of Alessil for the Kolanishmaitza. He's free, therefore, to say it's the same thing. Our Gemara Mishnah is the same thing. Well, the gears of Alessil for the Kolanishmaitza, the Chazanish, they're going to have to say that there's two different things. What are the two different things? That's the mystery. What exactly are they? It says, Chazanish says, the Mishnah is talking about Chutz L'Makas. And this is the Chatzitza immediately. You don't have to wait 3 days. Even without 3 days. Not with the Mishnah, I mentioned about 3 days. The Gemara is talking about something that is on the Maka. And for this, you have to wait 3 days. For what? Who's your soul? For this, I mean, after only three days later is it a heftig. Well, that's not a heftig. And what is it a heftig for after 3 days that it was on the Maka? Who's your soul? Maybe all of the Taurus, and maybe even the Baal. Again, the Mishnah is referring to a case that's called Chutz L'Makas.
It's always Chutz.
That's always Chutz, period. It's only 3 days. Chutz is a violent for sure, everything. That's a real chassid. The Gemara thought it's a unique kind of case with Toch HaMakas, and it's some kind of new Shiloh here, we haven't figured out yet exactly. Toch HaMakas, and it's only Chutz there for 3 days, and even then, maybe only the Taurus. So exactly what has happened, what's talking about exactly? Chazanish writes like this. Look. He said, look, if there's a full layer of skin beneath the scab, then the scab is like Chutz L'Makas. Chutz L'Makas doesn't need the question of where it is found geographically. Chutz L'Makas is outside the layer of skin. So therefore, if you have a full layer of skin underneath, then it would be considered Chutz L'Makas, even though the scab is directly on top of the mouth. And then if it's fully healed, the scab would constitute a chatzit. Within 3 days, yep, it doesn't make a difference. Maybe it takes 3 days for it to heal. Maybe so. Maybe there's some scabs that heal quicker, some scabs that heal not as quick. But if there's a full healing, the full layer of skin underneath the scab, you pull the scab, nothing's going to happen, the skin is perfect, then it would be a chatzit for sure. That's the equivalent of Chutz L'Makas. So what are we talking about? The ribs of the chatzit, so what's that? Chazit tries like this. Look, someone has a cut. So they have a cut, so this cut heals. You can see it. It's scrap, cut. So you can see the scab begins to form, begins to heal. Because one heals. The skin begins to heal. So, how do you clean it off? He said, if you're good, you run to the infirmary, as soon as somebody doesn't say it's all about the parents, explaining. You run to the infirmary as soon as you get caught, and you don't finish the game. You run to the infirmary right away, and in the infirmary they wash everything all meticulously with all kinds of antiseptics and cleansers, etc., etc. The only thing that's left on the cut is mamish the goof. There's nothing else left. Just the goof, whatever the goof has at that point in the body, has to remain, nothing else. But the mice, most scabs are not that way. Most scabs have in them a mixture of whatever happened to be the mikra, he pulls it there, the Chazanish calls it. The mikra. Because he didn't clean anything off, so there was some, it happened to be a little bit of blood. Some of the blood fell off, it didn't fall off, it depends. You hold your hand this way, you hold the hand that way. Did you use water? Did you use hot water? Did you use the mikra? Things are left, all kinds of things are left on that same exact spot. But so what happens then? What happens when it heals is it all forms one big, happy,
scab, consisting of the integral part of the healing process, which would have existed even if you went to the infirmary right away, but also consisting of what? Of all kinds of junk which just happened to be there when the healing process began, and they didn't clean it up. Chazon Ish says that's your mitzvah. The whole thing. That's what he says. That's Rivza Zikusuf. I think that you don't believe. Let me read you a lot of cards. Simon Sadi Dallas. He writes like this. This cousin Dallas. Vihine also Adam, reading it's a little bit out of context. Vihine also Adam Arir Shanishar Api HaMako Vu Niglad Yachad Im HaGlad Shemala HaMako. The natural process of healing produces a scare. Even if it's totally clean. But often it's the sort of stuff which just happened to be there, right? The Adam and the Arir which wasn't washed away. Lo Nisbor Dina V'Matzi. It's not discussed in the mission. The Mishnah only spoke about the healing scare. The Mishnah said that what's on the Makkah is not totally. What's Chutz HaMakkah is called. What's Chutz HaMakkah mean? Either it's physically beyond the Makkah, it's not really necessary for the healing, or the skin develops underneath, it's also called Chutz HaMakkah. But this kind of mess, this picture, is not discussed in the Mishnah. Sheba'atma eina nidon skibsar ha'odah. Sharei b'mikra nikvish ha'kat. V'ilu shif shefes ha'makkah b'reishisa. We go to the infirmary. Hoya over Harira there. What washed it away? The after that, they have people with Mayan Acham and Yavar Gamata Achash and Nikrash. Maybe. Umiyu came and Nikrash Yachad and Maglid. And Maglad. Glad. Efshar, the low copper on it. Maybe not Makman on it. The Zel Inyan Rivdo Zikusilta. The Vada Yesh Bigildo Gama Dam Shahukrash Alfanel. The Ka'amar, the Acha Gimel Yomis, Kotei. V'zeh yeh, b'chlal chutz l'makos. That's the Kiddush of Al-Mir in the Gemara. K'mo shim zav dam min ha-chutz al-pnei ha-glal ha-makos, v'nikra shal lehet ha-chutz. You'll have blood coming from here. Someone take blood from a lab and put it on top of the makos. But the Vada Kotei. In the 3 days, this is in that same category. And it's about Holocaust now, is it the Taras of the Violet, 2 years old. Then he calls, he says, Ika de Varena was the Farish of Rivet. The Farish of Alamo. Quote. This is what they said. Glach ala, Mashkat of Arab, Shaglach ala Maka, Haina Rufus de Kusilta. Lo nearly, the Rufus came. The Rivet is wrong. Ala Glach ala Maka, who or ha Odom, Sheyavesh Machma Tamaka, Shavurabo means there's no skin underneath it. Urab is connected. Our river the Kusilta who dam Shayat of the Chut, the Ficha Chotet Lachman Yilayon Mazeshu Yomish. Chazesh says things that that's the Balamor means. And then they don't explain. The Rambam means this way. The Rambam also, everyone, they're trying to make me ask all the positive, which means something along these lines. Obviously, all these kind of cases, the Messiah is part of the Mavara precisely. What exactly happened? What's going on over here? Oh. With this background, take a look at the Shulchan Aruch. Very important. Allah Fala Nice. Okay? Let's take a look here in the Shulchan Aruch. From Simukul Sadiqas. Everything in the rush. Yeah. According to the rush, what's the pshat? What's the distinction? What are the things that we're talking about? What do we have over here? There's bitoch hamaka, it's always considered lach, rach. Okay? Chutz lamako. Then, within 3 days, we say it again, lach. It's not chosek. Every 3 days, we say it's the Yavesh in the Nizkos. This is Shita Tarosh. So the Barei HaShulchan explain a little what's happening over here. In Ayin Vav. Lav Mumen HaChosek. Yesh HaPirish V'Dasa Mechavesh and HaChosek Tov Kino Yomim. Afilu yotza arir and it's pasha v'halom and be'amaka, atmo. Afilu nir la'ayin shin is yavish. Less than 3 days, absolutely no chatzitza. Period. Where does this come from? After all, the Gemara says 3 days. And the Mishnah, the Gemara points to the Rosh is one. Is one. It's one thing. That's the exact the Rosh said. The Mishnah was the same thing. So therefore, it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference whatsoever. Within 3 days, everything is mutter. The Yesha Kosta says, there gam adatam achava lachmir. Tavi chatzitza kol shenir la'ayin shen is yabesh. Ve'en daita lahokra b'tol tili yorim. Elok shu mechuvan keneget tnei amako. Then he's made. No automatic blanket kula within 3 days. No such kula. The nearest yes to Hachmer came. The time I shall come with Zulm, Shum, 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 I feel the talk in the other. For all who talks and who runs and shall stay there, I'm the Biru. It's the Ramban. It's the Ramban. So, come to the point that it is, there's no blanket heter of 3 days. Right? No one about heter of 3 days. And it's simply a matter of what? Is it chutz lamaka or toch lamaka? Toch hamaka, the person is not makbid. He lets it just wait till it comes off by itself. And chutz lamaka, he is makbid. Do if I ask you, what's 3 days? Why does 3 days play a role? According to this. What are you saying in the parentheses? Right? Adi Gemara said 3 days.
I'm sorry.
The Baila Tochamaka is Mutta forever. The Rabban seems to speak to the Now, the Shulchan Aruch never distinguish between Baal and Taurus, he calls all these sinners the Chumra, even where? Even the Baal. Right? He rejected the sheet of the Girsa of Rabbeinu Tam. The Shach, however, quotes the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, the Kratz and Yud Gimel. The Shach says all these sinners, it's in Zion, Ches, and Tet, which basically from the Rishimah has, lift with Kutla'ayim, Kol Shabayim, all the Gemara's here. Maybe it's only the Taras, not the Bala. So maybe it should be Mekel B'diyevet. relying on those sheets in the Rishonim, have that gear, we have time attention. But the Yev. So the Reitara points out that that's not exactly true. Not every single din here is based on our sugya and is therefore limited to the Tara, according to the gears we have. There's something which will come from the Mishnah. And the Mishnah presumably would be across the board, even the Baalim. Let's say the glitch of Chutz L'Maka, which is not called to be in B'di'evet, or the straight tire points out. The Chutz called Gimel. As a matter of fact, Dam Chutz L'Maka, the Rosh says, what do you have to do? What you have to do is sit in the bath. Lachav Amar Shir Srachazu. You sit in the bath, it's good. As the Isha Baal Katazim, the Achir Srachazu is good enough. Right? Presumably referring to Chutz L'Maka. It says, the Rosh is what she taught them. That he holds that Gleed Tov Gimel Yomim is not told at Chutz L'Maka. It's an automatic dispensation of 3 days. Why? Because it's rock. Whatever is rock, whatever is soft, is not considered a chatzitza. Other Pesukim will deny this general dispensation. They said it would be a chatzitza even Tov Gimel Yomim, even though it's rock. According to them, Rikuch would not help. Let's take a look further at the Baal HaShulchan and see which part he quotes. There's a lot of great tirades here. Take a look. Ayin Zayin. Lacha Mikan Yavashu V'chosei. Here's the 3 days. Vafilu Espashet Kutsu Kenegar Amaka Lahau Mekuvas Kenegdo Chosei Tzletas HaMechaber. The Yesh on the Kama Rishon, which is Mekil in Lomar, the Ofel of Vila, Kosh Lo Yotza Arir Chutz Megin Egan Amak, Avshu Yavish, Tanein Amak Tenet of Lach Zero. And the Kotz of Hashem, the Yesh Tuzel with the Evet, and she can't go get to the Mikvah, she can be Mekil. This is all the friends of Hayel of Shad over here, and it's all Indian over here. Now, we go further. I am Ches. Yaveh Shuvachose. I mean, after 3 days, it's considered dry and Chatzitza. Utricha lahaser Yaveh Sharir me'al gufa, ol rakcha b'mayim. To much of Chatzitza Zachadim. Assuming that the Rikuch works, right? V'yeh Shekotzu. She'im. Hatzorah. Harir koevus lamas eretz yivakach choshev kena makbar alam ve'ena chotz medina. Af al pisha lemaisa hurgu anoshem asir afuchi agavna v'mei shetzar asar ena shana b'choladam v'yayesh ena makpidim v'magishim b'tzar v'akol if yimashu odam onuk itzin v'dav azeh tzorach omed yomah v'nasatza tzorach Torah Salecha Biyodo, the Kaf Nogul Hakim is a Thomas. Wow. It is. This is, of course, what I thought that was the horror story to hear about. And the Nikola ladies who got peeling off scares, blood clots gushing, I'm not kidding around.
You really
did? Yeah. Big problem. In the first place, they managed to go wild over here. But this is it.
Have they said the ladies pull up
scabs?
Like, yeah.
Like the one you
story pull out
of scabs? Well, the stitches. Pull out scabs too. Then he says, near it chase the hakul with them tor la harila sir the gamina with the hakul the night and the year the night as we do but you let me we do on it both the soak it in water and hopefully the water is going to get soft now again even getting soft is controversial but it's going to help this earlier but get soft and if it doesn't get soft it's too bad so you can't pull it off you can't pull it all the is it is a little bit of a tata tawas kalacha biyaz. But you have certain cases where it's actually taught, I'm on a different wavelength than the name. He's talking about how much it's going to hurt when you pull it off. I think it hurts at all if you pull it off, it's still good enough to pull it off. I'm more about the case where the scab is doing nothing for you, where it's totally healed underneath. You still don't want to pull it off.
He quotes
It's totally healed. The pull off on its own. That's the danger of people. The point of it's why is it stick here? Is because part of it's dry, but when you rip, you know, you ever have a tight.
Right.
And then
up,
and then
right,
up.
Okay.
And up your nami. And up your nami. And up your nami. I would say you should not pull off any scabs on either side. Just let it soak it. And soak it again. I attest that Bar Yishuv knows on attest. Pirish, the whole Lach of Gimel Yom, Marir Ayotim and Amakar, Hos, Lachain Kol, Shiesh Lachos, Batotim, Shein Kvar, Bnei Gimel Yom, Zvich Lerachim, Shechol Mashem, Yireshim, Hem Kod. The Yesh Lachos, Shiyotza, Gamkein, Dam, Mea Batotim, Zvich Lerachim, Mea Adam, Afil, Enam, Bnei Gimel Yom. Condemned Yomesh Chotniyat at the Mechavet at the beginning of the Sif. The kids have to go into a lot of Rikuch. Rikuch. What is Rikuch? It's softening. What if it doesn't soften? So it doesn't take Gimel. If Enem is Rachel, I there am I. Zricha la Hasira me Azufa. The Noah was Hanosham Hasira and a Filiko Emes la Hasara. The Kalagam Koyam la Harve la Hasira and Akshav Yesh la Hatal Zipa la Yem Olel. Thank God for that. So they should tell us to the mikvah ladies. Some of them may machmer this in. Surely shouldn't be informed of that. Be careful of this. Rikuch, that's all. What is the anubis rocking? What is the anubis rocking? It gets a little bit softer. Get a bath for an hour, I have to soften up a little bit. If not, the anubis would come off.
What
about
stand bath for a little bit, what about the skin?
Right, then it gets soft. I am the finish of Enam the Kaim Shem Kali Rishonim, Shem Amtara Tarir Koyim Lo Choshes Kena Makas the Medina Enam Kosim. Why? What's the Makalokas of Afon and why? The Sibiritara says that it's a part of the body. Because really, it should have been Kosim. Why, even though it hurts, it'll take it off now, but tomorrow she'll want to take it off. We had it told yesterday, you know yourself yesterday, now we're in the ring. But tomorrow you need dough, so the chatita now. So the scab should be a chatita by that logic. Yeah? So the answer is it's part of the body, not external. That's the retirement. That's what it's in retirement. That's why it would come out that a retia, a bandage, is a chassidah, because it's not part of the gum. That's the in retirement sheet. What's the Balatanya, the different sheet? Right. Not that clear between what's part of you, what's not part of you. Are you going to take it off the way it is now, or is it not going to take it off the way it is now? Then it's a chatzitza now, even though you don't want to take it off right now. It's going to change to a different thing, Like with a scab, you're not going to take this scab off. You're going to take off a different scab. This scab will remain forever. There's a different scab you're going to take off. That's a really interesting start. Want to bring a raya from the Balatani from a rush. The rush of the Chutei Tzemer Pishtan. She's makbid because she's going to take it off when she washes. So the question is, why do you say she's going to take it off when it gets dirty? He says, no, that's a different string. It's a dirty string. The clean string should never take off. A raya says she's a Balatani. That's what he suggests. That's pretty remarkable.